Here's a thought I'll title, What Causes Rejection? So imagine you're sitting in front of your Lightroom catalog. You've maybe just imported some images, or maybe you're going through the back catalog and reviewing images that you made some time ago. What generally happens during that kind of review is a thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you like the image? Do you not like the image? Do you think you can do something with it? Do you think you can't do something with it? What causes you to reject an image when you're reviewing it for its potential in processing, or for a framed print on the wall, or for use in a project? What causes you to say, nope, not this one? Well, my first answer to that question would be because somehow the image is a failure. But that doesn't really answer anything. Failure in what regard? I could simply rephrase the question, what causes it to be a failure? Sometimes it's fairly simple. There are technical flaws. So we look at an image and say, well, we severely missed focus, so therefore it's not a usable image. You might as well delete those. Sometimes we say, well, we missed focus a little bit, or there wasn't quite enough depth of field, and we might reject an image for that reason. Sometimes it's a compositional element. There's something poking in from the edge that we wished wasn't there, or some power line going through the landscape that we wish wasn't there. But a lot of those kinds of things we can now edit out, particularly in the digital workflow where we have such incredible capabilities for editing images at a pixel level. But there's a separate way to look at this question, what causes rejection, and that is to turn it around and don't look at it from your perspective, look at it from the viewer's perspective. When someone out there in the world is looking at your photograph, what causes them to reject the image? Well, if it's a thoroughly out-of-focus image, they may reject it, although they may say, it's modern art. If it's ever so slightly out-of-focus, they may reject it. But then again, that depends on how close they are when they're viewing the image and how big a print you made. You know, sometimes images that look out of focus when we examine them in Lightroom at 100 or 200% might be perfectly in focus if we made a relatively small print, maybe an 8x10 or a 5x7 or something like that. Viewers may reject your images because they don't think the color balance is just right. So yeah, there are some technical reasons why viewers might reject an image. But more often than not, I would propose that viewers reject an image not for anything to do with the technology of making a photograph or the things that you and I sweat bullets over. Those are the kinds of things that may operate on the viewer's mind on a subconscious level, but maybe not on a conscious level. And then, of course, there's two different kinds of viewers of our work. There are our fellow photographers, and they bring one kind of eye to viewing work, in which case things like critical focus or color balance or dodging and burning or vignetting or whatever, they might see those in a way that non-photographers wouldn't. So maybe this is a three-part answer to what causes rejection. You reject an image for one set of reasons. A fellow photographer might reject an image for reasons that are photographic in nature. And a non-photographer might reject an image for a completely different reason whatsoever. Since most of us are trying to make work that appeals to the most number of people we can, including ourselves, I think it's an important question to ask why non-photographers reject an image and walk away. Think about that for just a minute. Why do you think people reject your images? Or, if that's a bit too personal of a way to ask the question, why do people who are not photographers reject any photographic image? I'm not a statistician, and I haven't done a survey on this, but I can make an educated guess. And my educated guess would be that it has very little to do with the technology of photography. They reject an image more likely than not because it's boring. Because there isn't anything of interest in it, because it doesn't connect with them on any way outside of photography. Of course, you and I can go into a gallery and look at a photographer's images and be especially impressed based on their apparent photographic skill. We can drool over those luscious tones and all the other aspects that we fret and fuss so much over. But I doubt the public does that. Doesn't it seem perfectly possible that you and I are fretting and fussing over elements in our images that are completely without consequence to our viewers? And if so, does that change the direction of our photography? Well, I kind of hope it doesn't, because I hope each of us are producing work that's true to our own self, true to our inner motivations, true to our own specific individual creative vision. And whether or not the audience likes it is of some secondary concern. On the other hand, if we completely ignore those aspects of a photograph that do connect with people, then we may be missing opportunities to bridge the gap between the way you and I look at a photograph and the way the general public does. Over the course of my career in photography, I've thought about this issue a great deal. And what it always seems to come down to is that I feel this stress, this pressure, this tension to focus on details, to fret and fuss over little tiny things that the public probably will never see. Paying special attention to all those tiny details might be satisfactory from an artistic process point of view, but they may not have much impact on the eventual viewing of our work. And as seductive as the photographic finesse can become, I always come to the conclusion that where I really need to apply my efforts and energies is to making images that connect with people while still satisfying my personal process. Learning to see through viewers' eyes is an important characteristic that doesn't control our actions, but might influence them. And very likely we'll discover that a lot of the nitpicky things that we sweat blood over aren't really that important at all.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.